Trademarks are the topics this week on You and the Law with attorney Yosef Mejido. What's a trademark?
So a trademark, well, first, trademark is a general term that's used to describe both trademarks and service marks. A trademark is any word, name, symbol or device or combination used to distinguish the source or origin of goods from that of another, while a service mark is any word, name, symbol, or device or combination used to distinguish the source or origin of services from that of another.
That little TM that you see in very tiny type next to a name.
That signifies that it's a trademark and that the party is using the trademark as a common law mark or that it was registered with the state.
Why does anybody want a trademark?
A trademark is used to identify the source or origin of goods, and it really is a consumer protection law that consumers will know that a particular service or good is coming from a specific source. Now, you may not know precisely which company that source is, but the consumer will know that that product or that service is coming from a single source.
A mattress will have a particular label on it, but you have no idea which particular mattress factory or manufacturer it came from.
Correct, but you are, the mark itself is signifying that it is coming from a particular source and that it, that name is associated, it's called goodwill, and it's associated ideally with quality, with service, with goodwill associated with that name, so that a consumer will know when I buy a product and it has the mark XYZ associated with it, that I know it's a high quality product, I know that the service is going to be great. It's really designed to protect consumers.
At what point should a company, a manufacturer, a pizza joint, whatever, shift from just having a big sign out front that says, Parkside Zoo Pizza to Parkside Zoo Pizza TM?
Well, you can use the TM, like I said, without actually even registering the mark at all. So it's called common law rights in a trademark, and it's also the same with a service mark. Instead of a TM, if it's a service, you would put an SM next to it. But trademark rights can be obtained just through use. And so the general rule is first in time gets the territory. So that if you're the first user of a mark, whether it's a trademark or a service mark, in a particular region, you would be considered the senior user of that mark. And you could technically prevent others from using that mark.
But if some big company is expanding nationally using a name, and they come into our area and say, we have more lawyers than you do, and you can't use that name anymore because we want that name here. Can they do that?
Potentially. Anything is possible, and a lot of this is fact-specific. But if you are truly the senior user of the mark in a particular region, you technically have superior or senior trademark rights in that mark and are allowed to continue to use that mark.
As long as you pay legal fees.
Potentially. Technically, if you're the senior user of a mark, that means that in that region, you have superior rights and you in that mark associated with those services. And again, with trademarks and service marks, there's many different classes of goods and services.
So you could have Premier Pizza, Premier Paper, Premier Lumber, whatever?
Exactly. So the more unrelated the actual goods or the services are, the better and the less confusion that there will be. Because the standard in trademark law is a likelihood of confusion. And so, like I said before, it's really a consumer protection law so that if I see Premier Pizza and then there's another Premier Pizza, there's potentially going to be confusion that are they associated? Is one a licensee of another? Is it the same place? Is it just a chain? You may not know. And so as a consumer, it can be confusing. And the standard for trademark law, like I said, is a likelihood of confusion.
Today here on You and the Law, Yosef Mejido has been here, and he's been talking about trademarks. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.